Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
It's a little after 9:25, about 9:27 now, and we're in the ship van here on Henry Street, Liffey Street, Mary Street intersection. If you're passing through, say hello. Ken Sweeney's here now. He is the Showbiz, that's Biz with a Z, editor of the Irish Sun. He goes to a lot of gigs, of course he does. He's the Showbiz with a Z, editor with the Irish Sun. He has to, it's his job. Good morning, Ken.
How you doing? Jeez, Ryan, you're so popular out here. People are waving and smiling. Have you ever considered a run for the presidency?
Well, sure, listen, it seems to be de rigueur. Everyone wants to go...
Politics in the family, and yeah, a lot of it North Shea as well.
You know what I mean? And showbiz, as we know, yeah, politics is showbiz for ugly people. So, you know, I'm tailor-made for the Oris. So let's have a go, shall we? Let's get that out there today.
Yeah.
It could be an interesting race, though, couldn't it?
Could.
Ken, you go to a lot of gigs. So is this something that you've noticed there's a problem, right? Mm. What's the problem?
Basically, I tweeted a while ago, a couple of weeks back, about a T-shirt that said, "Is the band getting in the way if you're talking?"
Yes.
It's become a huge problem. More and more people are going to gigs and they're talking, Ron. Not just at the small gigs in the small venues. They're talking at the Three Arena. They're talking. Every gig I practically go to now, it's bad, Ryan. It's attention-seeking, selfish, inconsiderate, annoying and rude, and it's getting worse and worse, and something needs to be done.
What are they talking about, or who are they talking to, or...?
This is the problem, Ryan. People go and see a band that they haven't seen in ages. They take friends with them they haven't seen in ages. And what do they do, Ryan? Do they watch the band? They catch up. They sit there in front of me, and they catch up, and they tell each other about their kids, about the drink they're drinking, about where they're going on their holidays. Anything, Ryan, except the band that's performing in front of them.
And has this got worse recently, or has this always been a problem?
It's been bad for years. I mean, going far back, I'm not making this up. I heard people talking through The Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel.
Hey.
And now, in the last couple of years, more and more people are going to gigs. I think, Ryan, as well, maybe it's something to do with the fact that, you know, people are so used to, you know, sitting in front of their TV and music as background, that when they actually have musicians performing in front of them, they don't actually know how to react. They don't know how to respect it.
Yeah.
So they talk and they ruin a gig. And then you're faced with this dilemma. Do you let a small amount of people ruin a gig, or do you actually kind of, you know, do you challenge them? And if you challenge them, maybe they're drinking, maybe you get into a row.
Yeah.
I spoke to one venue owner and he said, you know, you have to take that decision. And if you go in to try and get someone who's talking through a gig, maybe who's drunk, and you try and get at them, first of all, they're way down the front maybe, or they're way at the back of the gig. It's very hard to get at them.
Yeah.
And secondly, it changes the atmosphere of the gig. So what do you do? What do you do?
Well, you know, the same, this could really probably apply to things like rugby matches, GAA matches, where there's a, you know, big game happening in front of you and people are just jabbering away in front of you. So this isn't just about the gigs. And then it takes somebody to go shush. And you don't want to be the stick in the mud who goes, shush, we're trying to enjoy the gig. So how are we going to police this scourge? What do you have a suggestion, Ken?
Are
you going to get a bullhorn and start going,
apparently,
would you please shut up?
Apparently in the UK they've shushers. They have quiet festivals for like acoustic music.
Have they?
People have shushers. They go in and say shh, shh. Now I probably use more flowery language maybe.
Yes.
And you have to wonder, how are people going to react to it? I mean, people, I think as well, you know, that, you know, we're all kind of, hopefully we're all brought up with parents who, you know, teach us to be very considerate of other people. And when we come across people who are so, yes, inconsiderate and don't care, we're so shocked and they get away with it.
Yes.
And then there's that other bunch of people. There's that other bunch of people who bring in iPads. Sorry, iPhones and iPads.
I'm wondering when you're going to... Holding them up. Put them down. Put them down. I was watching Macca playing a gig on BBC Six, I think it was, about a year ago. And all it was very acoustic, about 100 people, and Macca was singing his songs, and all you saw from the crowd were phones.
Like a mobile phone shop.
Right? Mm. And they're living the experience through the prism of a phone. Put it down. You've a Beatle singing Yesterday in front of you. Watch him singing Yesterday in front of you.
Live for the moment, Ryan. Live for the moment.
Live for the moment. I'll give you another big name drop. I was in the White House last week. I had the pleasure and the humble privilege of being there. Out comes the Taoiseach. Out comes Barack Obama. President Obama's delivering a speech. The room is big, but off to the left are more people. They couldn't see him. So what do? All the great and good. They're chatting as he's talking. So eventually somebody goes, shush! And the president looks up from his speech, which was all written and he's reading it out, and he said, now, that's what I wanted to do, but I was waiting until the Taoiseach spoke to do it. And suddenly we had Professor Obama giving his speech. And it wasn't the people's fault, in fairness. They couldn't see. PA was bad, so they couldn't hear. So they didn't realise, I think, in fairness. But even there, the hallowed ground of Pennsylvania Avenue, people still. So anyway, I turned around to him and said, I wouldn't book that holiday. Would you book that holiday? I wouldn't go there. Do you know what you think of the dress she's wearing? I wouldn't want to look at the hair on her. They can't help themselves. That's what happens.
Go outside. I say to these people, go outside to the bar, find a quiet place. Just don't bring it in into the venue. And you're networking, you're talking to your mates or whatever. Also, Ron, you've got the Uber fans. If you go to let's say a Bob Dylan gig, you've got the people who sit there and say, oh, this wasn't as good as the show you did 20 years ago. And did he do that song? And they're worse. They say, wasn't that the best song ever? And they'll talk through it as well. Yeah. And they'll say, I paid money for the gig and I can do what I want here. But it's so inconsiderate. And I think something needs to be done about it.
Well, how do you feel about the locked person beside you who's dancing and singing to every word and all over the shop?
That is very, I mean, people would say, you know,
it's a night out, that's what we do.
Social interaction, this is what you do, but you can't be that inconsiderate. Thing about, you're forgetting here, gigs are bloody expensive. You're paying 20, 50 quid to go to a gig. You're sitting there, you're hoping to have this, you know, a musician on stage is trying to recreate some amazing moment in the studio. It's if it's a quiet song or whatever, and he can't because someone's drinking or talking. Yeah. It was a horrendous moment, actually, a funny moment more, like a Dexy's gig in Vicar Street there a couple of years ago, where these two ladies turned up, they were talking and talking and talking, hadn't caught up with each other in years, and a guy got up and shouted at them, listen love, it's not bingo.
Hey,
that was one of my favourites, but I will lead a crusade on this. And I know from tweeting this to my own Twitter account, that there is a huge problem and people are pissed off about it. And actually I tweeted some pics this morning of a venue in Kilburn in London, the Lumiere venue, and they had signs up that said, we're not paying to hear you talking, we're paying to hear the band talking.
So it's become
a band performing and maybe a few in-song introductions. Yeah. That's what you need, Ron. This thing needs to be policed.
Okay, so we need to be quiet, please. By all means, hum along, tap your feet, but stop talking about your next holiday or what was happening on House of Cards last night. Yeah. Okay, Ken Sweeney, thank you. Where can people follow you on Twitter to help you in your campaign?
Even better than that, the Irish Sun app was launched yesterday. Fantastic, Ryan. $4.99, first month free trial. All the official JEA Premier League highlights, FA Cup final stuff, and my own Twitter account at Ken Sweeney.
And is the Irish Sun going to be Irish news or is it mostly British news?
It's all sorts of news, but it's a lot of sport and a lot of GAA, a lot of Premier League, a lot of highlights, and a lot of fashion. Our fashion blogger Sasumi, fantastic. First free month, free $4.99 from there on in.
All right.
Can I just say to Ryan as well, thinking about Tony Fenton, the wonderful Tony Fenton.
Yes.
His last couple of years actually were lengthened by cancer research on this day, Daffodil Day, and a big shout out to journalist George Byrne, our old friend, who's in hospital at the moment.
I didn't know George.
Yeah,
okay.
Fabulous journalist from the '80s.
Yeah, I know George, and I wish him well. A big Beatles fan too.
He is fabulous.
So wish him well. I'm thinking about Tony's family again today, so thanks for remembering the great Tony Fenton this morning. Ken Sweeney of the Irish Sun, always good to see you, and thanks for coming in today. We'll take a break.